Good morning, everyone. It is the 17th of January, 2022, Monday morning. And I would encourage everyone that hasn't listened to the Bible study that Tom and I did last night in John 3rd chapter to do so. It's a very important chapter, speaking of Nicodemus and Christ saying you must be born again. Often we only hear when someone speaks of John 3, they only speak of John 3:16. They don't speak of all the rest of the chapter. But to understand the chapter in total, you have to read it and apply everything in the chapter. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And you know, I tell people one of the ways you know you're born again is if the truth of the substitutionary atonement of Christ has been revealed to you. It's 37. I was 37 years old before it was really revealed to me. And so the Word of God is a light unto us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so I encourage people to read the Word of God and to study it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. God sent his only begotten Son in the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? Isaiah 38:17, 1 John 4:9-10, and Micah 7:18-19. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought me up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayers came in unto thee in thy holy temple. I waited patiently for the Lord. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. John 2:7, Psalm 41:2. Now we see through a glass darkly. Now we see not yet all things, but under him. Revelation 1:19, 1 Corinthians 13:12. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hebrews 2:8, 2 Peter 1:9, Psalm 119:105. Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there should be mockers in the last days, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Little children, it is the last time. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Jude 17:18, 1 Timothy 4:1, 1 John 2:18, and Romans 13:12. Well, we are living in some very dark days, perilous times, and many are following cunningly devised fables. They've been turned into fables. They have departed from the living Word of God, and they've made up cisterns to drink out of instead of the Word of God. They followed after the doctrines of men, psychology, sociology, social anthropology, humanism, Marxism, Leninism, and a lot of other isms, including Catholicism. But we have a more sure word of testimony. We have the Word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. Yes, there are many scoffers that are living today. And the United States has turned into a cesspool of demons. You know, and so we are amongst this darkness, and we're to shine as a candle in the dark. This city that shines on a hill. Many people departed from the true and living Word of God, but we have a more sure word of testimony. So this morning, let us be thankful we have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to lead and to direct us and to guide us on each day. And that we don't have to rely upon the doctrines of devils. We have the Word of God to rely upon. Hope, like faith and repentance, is a gift from God, and when it is given, faith gives its nod. They are joined together, sent from heaven above. Do you remember the first time you had hope that Christ had died for you? This faith, belief, and hope was a gift. So true. We could never have faith, belief, or hope when we were dead in sin. This is the greatest evidence that we have been born again. By the Holy Spirit who gave us these things, including repentance, causing our heart to flee to Christ and then joy he does bring. Having assurance that Christ died for our sins is the greatest joy that could ever be, knowing that we are part of the elect family. Bought by his blood and adopted by him before we were even born, chosen to be ransomed from our sins. This is the greatest miracle that Christ did for me, adopting me into his family and dying on the rugged tree. This is my eternal song that I will forever sing. Thanks be to Calvary, I'm forever free and eternal life he did bring. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless.